Hello, everyone, and welcome to Manifestation with Margot. And I am your hostess with the mostest, Margot Carr. And we are going to talk about manifestation, creating your abundant life, and all stuff fun when it comes to evolving your life to the dream you want. And the reason I'm saying this is because I got this lovely question on TikTok recently, and that was, how can you actually heal? How can you actually heal so you can manifest the best things for yourself? Now, you must be wondering, why do you have to heal to manifest? Because here's the thing, we are manifesting first. Let me tell you what manifest actually means. Manifest doesn't mean to wish or to want. Manifest is used as a word of creation. We are creators. We create stuff. We are manifesting things all the time. We are creating scenarios. We are creating job opportunities. We are creating love opportunities. We are creating everything from our state of mind. Because did you know that from all of the million tiny things and details we catch every day with our brain, there's only 136 things that we actually register. And with things, I mean, it can be small and big situations. It can be a thing you saw. It can be small details in your life, in your everyday life, that you register. So you only register 136 things out of that. Can you imagine how much goes down to your subconsciousness? That's why healing is so incredibly important, definitely when you want to manifest your desired life. Because I always tell people this, if you're desiring it, it means that the person you are in your future already has those things. And I have nerded out 7 years with manifestation. So for me, I have seen a lot of realms. I've seen a lot of spiritual realms through my meditation practice. And I can tell you that we exist in the past, future, and present at the same time. And when I say that, I mean that what you do today, what you desire today, is what creates your tomorrow. And what you desire today is what you already have. So it's your future pushing you towards doing that. Now, if we look at life as a video game, you have to first clear the first round with tasks, and the other round, and the third. So there are like different levels you have to overcome. And that is exactly what you have to do with manifestation. So healing is essential. Now, how can we heal in a way that it should be healed, you know? How can we heal in a natural way where it feels healthy, where it feels kind, and where it feels, abundant for us? Now, here's the thing. We can't control healing. What we can do is insert new knowledge in our lives. And I always say that. You can't do anything different unless you insert new knowledge in your life. Because the reason why we are manifesting the stuff we are doing already, which is, in this case, maybe not the wanted stuff, it's more the unwanted stuff, it's because we are thinking in the same pattern as we have done this whole time. So if you don't do anything different, we can't get a different outcome. And that's where the healing comes in the picture as well. What we need to work with is new knowledge. New knowledge gives new action. New actions gives new outcome. But how can we motivate ourselves? How can we actually tell ourselves that this is super important? We have to look at all this creation as an energy, because that's what it is. I always talk about energy. I always talk about that. Everything around us is energy. And when we sit with people and when we talk and you feel really good beside a person and you have this really good conversation, it is because we're exchanging energy. We're exchanging thoughts. Our thoughts are, what can I say? It's filled with energy, you know? And that energy is what we are exchanging. And you can easily tell when a person has a lower vibration, lower energy, and a higher vibration, a positive energy. So this is so extremely important to have in your back of your head. Also, number two is to be really conscious about your subconsciousness and consider what you are, why you are doing the things you are doing, because we have all the answers. And I know it's so annoying to hear, and sometimes it's, you can't have all the answers with just talking to yourself. You actually need someone to throw a ball with, and to, you know, have someone you can go back and forth with and who can help you to stimulate these ideas. And that's what I do. I am an NLP coach. I help people to hack to their subconscious mind. And after I've been doing that for a while, and I did practice, I am practicing manifestation every day and spirituality every day, I have come to the conclusion that it is all the same thing. I know haters gonna hate, and the people who doesn't want to understand it weren't going to say, no, it's not everything. It's not this. It's not the same thing. But it kind of is. Now, listen. In Vedic astrology, I'm putting in Vedic astrology here because another person asked me if I could talk a bit about astrology and manifestation in the same realm. Vedic astrology, firstly, our brain is our biggest tool. It's made for us to assess, to create, and to expand ourselves through life. Just like that, we have so many tools. We have so many spiritual scriptures. We have so many literature. It doesn't have to be spiritual or religious. It can be just be scriptures. It could just be literature that people have written about how to better your life. But believe me, every self-help book, every freaking business book that I've read under this sun we all know, this powerful sun, they always have a chapter about manifestation, always have a chapter about life and how to create the abundant life for yourself. We, in self-help or psychology term, we call it yourself, you know, your own self. In Vedic astrology, we call it your sun sign. Your sun sign is your ego. It's how you are. It's how you work. It's all about you. In Vedic astrology, you also say that's the first house. In newer astrology, we also say this is the first house is you. It's all about your foundation of being you, your characteristics, how you are, you know, how you show yourself, represent yourself to people. It's not just that. The first house is also representing who you should be. Moon is representing how you are in your feelings. Those are the feelings you have to overcome. Okay? So in psychology, we call it the things, the bad habits, the things we have to overcome, the traumas that have been in our life. And in moon sign, there, you know, the things you have to overcome when it comes to your feelings. When that is said, in manifestation, you call it to create yourself. So it's actually the same. Manifestation is to create yourself. So how can we create ourselves in the best possible way? We have to understand where we use our energy. We have to understand, we have to assess ourselves and see how are we actually using our energy? Where is it going? And if you can feel that it's stagnant somewhere, that is where the spiritual realm has to come and kick you in the butt. Because here's the thing. After studying psychology, after studying manifestation, after studying NLP, after studying spirituality, and when I practice that every day, I now see energy. I see energy. I don't feel it, I see it. And when you see energy is when you read people's faces, is when you read people's palms, is when you see what kind of thoughts are going in their mind, in their eyes. And what I often see is a stagnant energy. And believe me, we are not born. Some people are not born more unlucky than others. We are not. But as we can create energy, a lot of people can also mend energy. They can mend other people's energy. They can bend other people's energy. People can manipulate other people's energy. And that is actually a fact. Even if you believe it or not, it's there. A lot of times it's called what I call the manipulating other people's energy. It's called black magic. It's called to get even, revenge for many petty people out there. And that is actually a huge fact of our lives, if you want to believe it or not. And if we want to heal out of that, we have to start believing in whoever you believe is the source. A bigger God, whoever, if it's Allah, if it's God, if it's Babaji, if it's Shiva, whoever it is so important to have God, universe alive in yourself. Because I was talking to this friend of mine who I was reading today, and she had such episode with her life as well. It's been, her energy has been, can you say, intruded? Yeah, maybe intruded. That's a nice way of saying it. And I could see that. And, you know, when we do, what we do is firstly check your chart. We check your chart. We create a chart. We check your chart. We see how it was supposed to go. And we see how it's going now. And also we track down who it is and everything, but we don't open that kind of energy for people. And when we do prayer, which is basically to make that manipulated energy that's been mutated, let's call it that, instead of that energy going straight, it's going to left. It's supposed to go straight. That energy is going left, and it's going, been going left his whole life. And now you can't see if that energy is manipulated or it's just you, or you're just product of your life, you know. And I've had people who are like, oh no, but that's just who I am. But when we see your chart, we can see that that is not it. You were supposed to go a certain way and it didn't. When that is said, we are also seeing who might have done that. But to open and to heal that, we are also opening ourselves to be vulnerable for that energy, the dark energy or whatever it is, or the energy that has bended this. And so that is what makes this a really meaningful work for us. And that is something that happened with me all these years. I was doing really well, really well. But what I couldn't see was that I was working out of my trauma energy. My trauma became my personality. So you can manifest yourself the best life ever. But if your energy has been mutated, manipulated, and you are actually a huge product of your trauma. And how we see that, I can even see that in NLP when I sit with people. And you can feel that their balance is off. Balance off means that you don't have this equal balance between the feminine and the masculine. And I have actually made an episode of that as well. But when you feel, when you see people has a whipping point, They're going more towards the masculine. That can also be for men sometimes. They can be more wounded masculines. And if it goes more for women, they can be wounded feminine because they don't have enough femininity. To create your most abundant life, you need both femininity and masculinity. Masculinity is the go-getter. femininity is the creative side. It's that inspires us. It's that desires things, luxury and all that. That only comes when you have a go-getter. So we need both of those. And when that is said, often when the energy is manipulated, it's manipulated to hurt your feminine and masculine balance. And that is something we try to fix and balance. And that takes time. So unless you ask yourself, why am I doing what I'm doing? Where is it coming from? Is it still valid till today? No. But why has it become a habit? Have my family been going through a lot? Is that really how it actually is? Is someone's life supposed to be filled with agony and supposed to be filled with all these bad episodes? And are we supposed to go through it every single day? The answer is not. And the answer is you have probably had your energy manipulated. And that is so important to fix. I honestly could not have a worse love life ever. And here is why I'm telling you this. I had the worst love life all my life. And I could be super sweet to the guys. I could be super sweet. I can actually do much more than I should have at a lot of points in my love life. And I couldn't keep a person with my kindness. It was kindness and I couldn't keep a person. And also, I was always ending up with the wrong kind of person. Until I was fully healed with prayer. And I had to pray myself. And that is just what I knew of, you know, childhood recitals. And so that is something you have to do. You have to create God in yourself. And then you have to seek out if there is something more than just you don't know how to manifest. Because first, when you are healed, that's when you can be in fully order and fully function and use your tools as the manifesting tools you have to manifest your biggest desire. And this is just an honest episode. I'm telling you guys about me. I had to do that. And after that, I can manifest whatever I want. And I can see how my life is so much more easier than it's been the last 20, 31 years. I know. And through the 31 years, I have had a colorful life, but it wasn't always productive. And so this is why I got into this line of spirituality and to really heal people and help people. And I think that's why I got my gifts as well, because I had them for a long time and I didn't use them. And I regret every single day I did not, because the difference we are making now, and that is what, by using our spiritual abilities to pray to our higher self and pray to God, who we connect with, to help you out. Because everything's karmic. Whatever we are doing is coming back to us. If we are doing good, it will come back to us. If we are doing bad, it will come back to us. And that is the ultimate truth. And if we are not taking care of ourselves, that will also come back to us. So this is what we do at Sadhana as well. We help people. We look at their charts. We read them. We assess what we can do. We help them out. And we have started getting so many feedbacks from last time. And if you want any question that you're wondering on, please let me know. Contact me on Sadhana Healing Circle on Instagram. It's Sadhana Healing Circle on Instagram. I will write that on the description box. And I hope you'll take this chance to create your most authentic self. And if not, if you have other questions as well, just send me a DM. And also you can check out our site and where you can get to know our work and what we do. And also you can connect to me on Instagram and TikTok. Everything I'll write down on the description box. Let's talk next week. We have new things we can enrich your life with. My name is Margot Carr and thank you for listening.